Hello, Worthing. This is installment number 5 of the Worthing Page Bookcast. Just bringing you a update and general digest of all that's been happening on the Worthing Page recently. Before we get into the general silliness and fascinating nature of the Worthing Page, on an important note, a few members may have noticed that there's a missing person been posted to the Worthing Page, a young lady by the name of Caitlin, who apparently has been missing since early Saturday evening. There is information posted on the wall below. 13 years old, 5'4" in height, and is missing. It's obviously quite an important thing. And hopefully with the 5,000 plus people on the Worthing Page, that's a lot of eyes looking out for this young lady, and hopefully she can be found and returned to her family very soon. In other news, obviously a very busy weekend on Worthing Pier with the Birdman, and the irony doesn't seem to have escaped a lot of people with Holly, whose name surname I forget, who seems to have posted a video of herself at some point in the past, quite happily bad-mouthing the Great British Seaside. And there's a video, which is again on the wall below, of the CBBC presenter just expressing how much she dislikes the seaside. So it does appear that during the Worthing Birdman competition, the seaside got its own back and put poor Holly in hospital. But we do wish her well, and I'm sure she's not too seriously injured. But that's what happens, you see. It's best not to upset the seaside. In other news, a very exciting bits and pieces, a few other bits and pieces on there. Dinky Chino Coffee have been posting fantastic pictures of their latte art to the wall. It is much appreciated. Really creative, and they do have an offer on as well, which is even better. I think if you mention the Worthing Page, you get an upgrade from a regular to a large coffee, which is always good. So they're based at Durrington Station, so do check out their latte art below. And finally, after a long, long time, the council have waded in onto the Worthing Page. Councillor Paul Yallop has posted a link to the Worthing Borough Council Your Chance to Be the Chancellor page. It's basically a way for local residents to give the council ideas of where cuts can be made to save money. Because obviously council taxes have to go up, services have to be cut. So it's your chance to make to have your say. So rather than, as the councillor points out, protest once the decisions are made, have your say now, write on the wall, send an email, and do get involved. In other news, a few other silly photos have been posted, and there's a brand new Worthing Photographic Club that's been opened up as well. Details on that on the wall below. Also, for anybody who lives in the Broadwater area, there is the Broadwater page, which is facebook.com/Broadwater page. Very exciting developments on that. We've had the Worthing page has had a bit of bother, shall we say, from some certain individuals who weren't particularly happy about the page being set up, and there were some complaints made in on a different Broadwater page by some rather disgruntled members who felt that the page was overly strict. So the page has been set up by Team Worthing Page for the people, lovely people of Broadwater, and yeah, we've had rather a bit of a time of it. We've had threatening texts and emails and phone calls and threats of court action. So this is what we go through for the lovely people of Worthing and Broadwater, but we're not paying any attention. The Broadwater page is going from strength to strength. We've hit almost 250 fans in a very short space of time, and we've got an offer on. As soon as the page hits 500, there'll be a prize draw, and some lucky devil's going to win £50 worth of vouchers of their choosing. So do invite all your Broadwater-based friends to the Broadwater page, facebook.com/Broadwater page, and do check that out. Other than that, that is pretty much it. That is a general update on what's been going on the Worthing page over the last few days. But do comment back on this podcast on anything that you'd like to see mentioned in future casts, and any other events, what have you, do post them to the wall. It's been very busy recently. Up to 2,200 fans have been visiting the page this week, and also loads of photos have come through on the text number, so do check that out below. Got to go, because this is 5 minutes long, longest bookcast ever, so thank you for using the Worthing page, facebook.com/Worthingtown. Lovely to have you on board. Thanks a lot.